Here we go. All right, so we are in the middle of Pesukei Dezemar. I think tonight is going to be our last, probably our last discussion of Pesukei Dezemar. Let's start. We'll just do one line about Mizmor Lesoda. I don't think we'll go through it inside, but we'll spend most of the time tonight on Ashrei and maybe one or two other things afterwards. But just one point about Mizmor Lesoda. So there's actually a se'if in the Shulchan Aruch about Mizmor Lesoda specifically. If you found in Siman Nun Aleph Sif Tes, there's a comment in the Shulchan Aruch about Mizmor Lesoda. You can find it. Siman Nun Aleph Sif Tes. You got it? Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch is about Mizmor Lesoda. Okay, it's very short. It's a parak, also a parak in Tehillim. He says Mizmor Lesoda Yesh La'omra Ben Gina. You should say it with song. Okay, we already said that at Baruch Shamar. Again, it's not clear whether it really means that you should say it, you know, as a really sing it with a tune, or it means say it in the form of like a happy, you know, excited type of thing, where, you know, the same way that Az Yashir is a song. Mm. Okay, we haven't really gotten to Az Yashir yet. We'll mention it briefly later. But Az Yashir is a song doesn't mean that you have to sing it in a tune. Okay, some people do, but you don't have to sing it as a tune. But the point is, it's viewed as a song. It's not prose. Okay, it's not just, you know, regular saying words. It should be something where you think of it as a, you know, a song of praise to Hashem. Mm-hmm. He says you should say it binagina shekola shiros asidos libata chutz mizmor lesoda, because according to this is from the Gaonim, I think, all of the songs are eventually going to be batel. They're going to be nullified, meaning that they're not going to be relevant anymore, or they're not going to be sung anymore, or whatever it means, except for Mizmor Lesoda. Okay, that's the only one where it's going to last. Why is that? So again, you have to think about Mizmor Lesoda a little bit, which we're not really going to do right now. But basically, Mizmor Lesoda is a song of thanks, a thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it says Iv Duas Hashem B'Simcha Bo'ul V'Nabir Nana. It seems to be that it's referring to the idea of a korban toda. Korban toda is the thanks offering that they used to bring in the Beis Hamikdash when something good happens to you. Now, again, without getting into the details here, you know, there's a connection between korban toda and Birkas HaGomel. There was four people that were obligated to bring a korban toda: somebody that, you know, crossed over the sea, or somebody that was very ill, or was in prison. People that, you know, went through difficult situations and then they got better. They say they were saved or they got through it. So all those have an obligation to bring a korban toda and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we sort of are saying here in Mizmor Lesoda that we thank Hashem for everything we've gone through every single day, not just those specific situations, but our whole day is basically Hashem, you know, giving us help and saving us without us even realizing it half the time, going through life and, you know, coming out hopefully on top even when things are down. But still, what we do have, that's all included in Mizmor Lesoda, and that's something which is going to, you know, be everlasting, even I guess at the end of days or even most Moshiach. This idea of thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything is very, very important, and that's, again, that's a little bit about Mizmor Lesoda. It's not, we're not reading it inside now. Just a little comment there from the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, there's other things here in the Ramah about when we don't say Mizmor Lesoda, which we're not going to go through, but we know on Shabbos that we don't say it.
Which one is Mizmor?
It's the one right after Hoshia Samecha, right after Vani V'chazdecha L'tachta Gelu B'shua Secha.
Okay.
Yeah, at least in the Sechash knows that's what it is.
Before
Asher. Yeah. And then we say that on Shabbos. We don't say it because the Korban Toda was not brought on Shabbos. Okay, that was not one of the obligatory offerings that was brought on Shabbos. So because it's related to the Korban Toda, we don't say it on Shabbos. And there's also, we don't say it on Erev Pesach because it had chametz in it, interestingly enough.
This is considered
enough
a secondary to the Hallelujah.
Yeah, I mean, this is not considered to be as important as the Hallelujah and Ashrei and all those things, but
even
it's obviously...
Says the following prayer should be recited with special intensity.
Right, well, that's because of what we just read in the Shulchan Aruch. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that it takes priority over some of the other ones. Oh. Okay, I mean, it's still less of a priority than Ashrei and Hallelujah and stuff like that. Okay. So now, Yehi Chavod we're not going to go through, even though Yehi Chavod is also very, very interesting, and they also has importance to it. The fact that Hashem's name is mentioned in it many times, but we're not going to go through that now. Let's skip to Ashrei. Okay, so Ashrei is probably the most important parak of Tehillim in Pesukei Dezemar. Okay, Ashrei, really, if you look at the structure of Pesukei Dezemar, Ashrei is right in the middle. This is like the central thing. Okay, Baruch Sha'amar is the bracha on one side, Yishtabach on the other side, and then in the middle we have all these parakim of Tehillim, and Ashrei is like right in the middle. Ashrei seems to be the centerpiece of Pesukei Dezemar. How do I know that? So again, I didn't just make it up. It's also, if you look in the Gemara, okay, so there's a very famous Gemara, which you may have heard of, which says that somebody who says Ashrei three times a day, you know the rest of the Gemara? Okay, he's going to be zocha to get, remember what? Do you remember? Something very, very good. Not in this world. Basically says that he's going to be zocha to get Olam Haba.
Wow.
Okay. That's basically what the Gemara says about Ashrei. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says, first of all, why is Ashrei so important? Okay, before we examine the significance, but what the Gemara says, what is so great about Ashrei? It's very nice, but why is it any different than the other ones? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara has two reasons why Ashrei is different. Okay, one of them is that Ashrei follows an alphabet form. Okay, every pasuk starts with the next letter of the alphabet.
So all you need to do is write it. That's why Israelis write across the top. They know it's a very high level.
Good, okay, it's obviously a very high level. Why it's high level doesn't really say in the Gemara. We have to figure that out for ourselves. But yeah, I guess you can make up your own acrostic with Aleph Bet Gimel. A lot of Piyutim do that also, okay? Obviously they have this in mind. A lot of Piyutim, we say like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and stuff like that. A lot of them have the same form. Okay. There's another reason also, which is that there's another very important pasuk in Ashrei, the most important pasuk is right.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Okay, very good. That one we've been trained well. That pasuk, the Gemara says, is very, very important. And the Gemara basically says the combination of both of those things together makes Ashrei very, very, very special. Okay? And therefore, Ashrei is supposed to be, you know, obviously you can't miss. You're not supposed to, even if you don't have time, the most important things you say during Pesukei Zimra, as we said last time, are Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Because Ashrei is right in there. What's the idea behind it? What do you think is the significance of those two points? I mean, first, why would you say Pusecha Tedecha is pretty easy? Why is Pusecha Tedecha? Why is that pasuk so important? We'll come back to it in just a minute, but it's the, on the surface, what's significant?
God for the source of all good.
Okay, not just good, but also sustenance. Okay, parnasa, mm-hmm. and food really. Hashem is the one that provides for you, even if you don't see it. Hashem is providing for your daily sustenance. That's very, very, very important for us to remember. And number two, the acrostic, what could possibly be the significance of the fact that it goes, you know, from Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey? Why would that be important?
Yeah,
any ideas?
That includes all of creation.
I think that's right. Yeah, I think so. I mean, the point is we're saying that Ashrei teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything from Aleph to Tav, as they say, right? Hashem is, you know, involved at every stage, and he's involved in every single thing, and that's also important for us to recognize. There's nothing that's not under his guidance, his direction, okay? Again, even if it's not something that we see, and this is why it's so important for us, because we don't see God directly, okay? We're not a Navi, we don't hear God talking, we hear what he says in the Torah, but we're not, you know, so we sort of have to keep, you know, encouraging ourselves and reminding ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. And these are little ways that we have to remind ourselves of that, even if we don't actually see Hashem out there. But when you think about it and you say, well, you know, the fact that the birds are chirping, the fact that the wind is blowing really hard, okay, the fact that, you know, that we can get bread to grow from the ground, and the fact that, you know, X, Y, and Z, every single thing from Aleph to Tav is all, at the end, is really based on Hashem. And if Hashem doesn't want it to happen, it's not going to happen. Or if Hashem wants to make something extreme happen, okay, like have a flood, or, you know, God forbid, a terrible storm, that's, you know, he's going to do it, and it happens, and we don't have much power to do anything about it. Okay? So those things are very important. Again, Aleph to Tav, Hashem is in charge of everything. So that's also why Ashrei is very, very important. So that being said, let's take a look. I'll read some of this to you. So go through the Pesukim of Ashrei, and see a little bit about what's in Ashrei. Start from the beginning. So the first pasuk of Ashrei is actually not from Ashrei, believe it or not. What does that mean? Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha Ojal Luchasela. What does that mean? It says, you know, happy are those, or praiseworthy are those that live or that dwell in your house, Hashem. They will continually praise you. Okay, I mean, again, we're same thing as Pesukei Zimra. We're trying to remind ourselves that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this is all about here. But what's interesting is this is not from the same Perek in Tehillim as all the rest of it is. Okay, this pasuk is actually from Perek Pei Dalet, from 84, chapter 84, and you know the rest of Tehillim is also from somewhere else. The second pasuk also is different. Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo. Okay, praiseworthy are the people that this is what happens to them, meaning that we are close to Hashem. Ashrei Ha'am, praiseworthy is the people, Shashem Olokov, that Hashem is their God. That pasuk also is not from the same paragraph of Tehillim. That, if you look at Tehillim, I don't know if you have a Tehillim here, you probably have one over there.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the last pasuk in the previous paragraph of Tehillim. Okay? Kuf Mem Dalet, the last pasuk in 144, this is the pasuk. Okay? And the actual Tehillim of Ashrei is only in the next line, Tehillel David, Arim Chalukai HaMelech. That's the first actual pasuk of the real Ashrei. And the real Ashrei is from Perek Kuf Mem Heis, chapter 145. The rest of Ashrei is all from there. But it's interesting, in the first two psukim are both introductory. They're not the actual part. And that's why the real Ashrei starts here, and the real acrostic starts here also. Our Mim Chalukai HaMelech is the beginning of Aleph. Okay, and then B'chol Yom Avarechecha is the next pasuk that begins Bet. So let's go through this and see what it means. Or at least some of these mean. I mean, I'm not sure if we'll do every single pasuk, but we'll try to do most of them. Okay, so that's Tilo David, okay, a psalm of praise by David HaMelech. Aramim Chalukai HaMelech, I will exalt you, I will praise you and exalt you, Hashem, my God. Avarechashim Chalukai HaMelech, I will bless your name forever and ever. Okay, B'chol Yom Avarechecha, I will bless you every day, V'alashim Chalukai HaMelech, and I will praise you. Okay, or exalt you, or laud you, as they say here, the love of God forever. So again, you know, these are nice words, but if you don't have a little meaning and feeling about it, that doesn't really mean very much. Okay, the goal here is obviously not just to say the words, but if you say them slowly and think about them a little bit, either when you're saying them or beforehand, so hopefully you can try to, in your mind, find a way to tell yourself, why do I think that Hashem should be praised? Okay, and again, it takes a little thought. It doesn't just happen. Okay, that's very nice. What did Hashem do for me today? Okay, I'm davening, spending all my time here davening and learning or whatever, in addition to my work. What did he do for me? And then you have to realize, well, you know, I wouldn't get my money from work if I didn't get a job. And if I didn't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu helping me, I probably wouldn't get a job. And if I didn't have this and that, you know, there's a lot of things to praise Hashem for in the world. And you just have to sort of contemplate it. And you need to take your time when you say this paragraph to him in order to be able to get to that point. Again, it doesn't always happen that way that we have time to take, but the point is we at least want to know that we should have time to take. We should try, even if we can't actually do it. Okay, then we're up to Gimel. Gadol Hashem u'mehu me'od. Hashem is great. U'mehu la'al. Again, I'm praised or lauded me'od very much. V'le'duloso in cheker. And his greatness is beyond investigation. Okay? Again, because you can't fathom how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He's over the world. He does everything that you daven to Hashem for that you want for yourself. You know, there's millions and millions of people in the world that Hashem is helping also, each one individually. Amazing. Okay, every generation will praise your actions, Hashem, your mighty deeds, they will say over. Okay, the glory, the splendor is yours, is your majesty, is glory and splendor. And your words or deeds of, I will discuss, that are niflo secha, niflo, they're wonderful, they're wondrous. Okay, we get the idea here. But again, the point is that if you really have a feeling of how amazing Hashem is for you, then this will be natural to keep say this. You know, but again, if we're not there, if we don't think about it beforehand and contemplate why we should be in this mode of praising Hashem in this way, it's not going to mean very much to us. Okay, the might of Azuz from the word Az of strength, Norosecha, of your great deeds, Yomeru, they will speak about, Ugdulasecha, your greatness, Asaprena, I will relate. Okay. Let's skip Zion again, not specifically, just because let's skip a couple of psukim here. So just being random. Hashem is gracious and merciful. And now we're not just into praise mode, now we're actually saying some of the great things Hashem does. Okay. So Hashem is gracious and merciful. Erech Apayim, he gets angry very slowly, Gudal Chasid, and gives a lot of kindness. So this is already very important. We know that Hashem doesn't punish right away. And he also has a lot of kindness for us. Tov Hashem Makol, Hashem is good for everybody, and not just for us, not just for the other person. Not just for the tzaddik, Hashem is good for everybody. His mercy is for everybody. Okay, meaning Hashem is global, he's universal, he's not just for certain people, and he's not just for the Jews, he's for everybody. Okay, we'll skip Yud because it's also the same thing as we said before. Kaf also is the same idea, the glory of your kingdom, Hashem, they will speak about, and your power they will declare. We'll skip to Mem and we'll go from there. Machuscha machus kolum shatcha b'chol davar. Okay, your kingdom, Hashem, is the kingdom of all eternity, the kol olamim, all the worlds, all the generations. Okay, it's not just now, it's through eternity, all the time. Mem shaltecha, and your dominion, your rulership is b'chol dor v'dor, all every generation. And then back to what Hashem does, shomeich Hashem l'chol ano flim, zokev l'chol akiv ufim. Notice we miss nun, okay? This is something which is well known. We miss nun. Why do we miss nun? So nun symbolizes the word no fail, it's fall. So we don't want to talk about falling, even though we know we all fall.
But it says in here, Shomeich Hashem l'chol ano flim.
Oh, so it comes up in the back door in the next pasuk. Okay, I mean, David Melech managed to stick it in the next pasuk, but the actual nun of the pasuk is not there. But it says Hashem supports all that fell down. So we know that you fell down. Okay, nobody's denying that people fall down. Good things go wrong, you do things wrong, you mess up, things are difficult. Hashem supports you. Okay, this is very important because this already relates. You know, we all can this already can resonate a little more with us, maybe than some of the first parts. And the first part also should resonate with us, but this even more so. Okay, anytime you're down, having a bad day, or you're having difficulties with parnasa, with kids, with this, with who knows what. Okay, so Sameach Hashem L'chol Noflim. If you can really say this with kavan, Hashem supports the people that fall down. Then you're basically increasing your bitachon. You're increasing your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very, very important thing to do. It's okay to chalak fufim. Hashem straightens out all that are bent. Okay, you're bent down, you're slumped over, you're tired, you're upset, things are not going your way, which happens a lot. Hashem will help straighten you out. You just got to let Him. Okay, if you don't let Him into your life, then it won't happen. And here are the most important psukim. Okay, the eyes of everybody are upon you. They look at you with hope. Not just one person, not just the second person. Every single person should be looking at Hashem, and you give them their food at its proper time. Again, important. Bito is at its proper time. It means that Hashem doesn't always make sure that you have food to eat every second. Again, hopefully we have food in our houses, but just in general, food, parnasa, you know, jobs, whatever you understand this to mean, means that when it's the right time, that it'll come. And this is, you know, something which I guess we have to be, you know, take very seriously. You know, hopefully we'll have jobs, but sometimes you don't have jobs, sometimes something goes wrong. You know, Hashem makes sure everything comes at the right time. If it's not going your way right at that moment, then that means that Hashem decided that right now that's not really what's right for you right now, but at the right time it'll come, and you shouldn't worry. Okay? And then this is the key pasuk, as we said before, Hashem opens up, you open up your hands, Hashem, and you satisfy. You don't just give, but you satisfy. Okay, make sure everybody's satisfied. It's not just give, you know, say like give a dollar to a person, you know, who's expecting $10,000. Okay, you satisfy the whole chayrus on every living being, not just Jews, not just humans, but every living being. Okay, this is very, very important because this demonstrates for us the importance of that Hashem provides us with everything. This is the most important pasuk that they talk about. And go back to the Shulchan Aruch for a minute, if you have the Shulchan Aruch open here. So look at Siv Zayin now. Before you had Siv Tes. And now we're back to Siv Zayin. This is where we have the halacha that comes from the Gemara and the Rishonim. It says, Tzarich lechavein bepasuk poseach es yadecha. You have to be mechavein, you have to have the proper kavana when you read the pasuk of poseach es yadecha. Yeah, and then the Mishnah Berurah adds in here in Sivkat and Tezvav on the bottom. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why Chazal said you should say Ashrei every day is because of this pasuk. Shemaski, right in the middle of the line there. Shemaski Rosh Shafachu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shumashgiach Al Briosav Mefarnasan. That we're mentioning the praise of Hashem, that He supervises, He watches over all the people, all the creation, Mefarnasan, He supports them all. Okay, this pasuk is basically that, the quintessential expression of saying that Hashem is supporting us. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to have kavana when you recite this pasuk. The imlo kibin. What if you missed your kavana? What if you didn't have kavana? You just mumbled it through. You didn't really think about it. What's the halacha? You know what it is. It says the imlo kibin. Sarich lachzor lomer pam acheres. You have to go back and say it again.
From poseach or from Ashrei?
From poseach. You don't have to say the whole thing again, but you're supposed to say from Ashrei again. And according to the Chai Adam, the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Tez Zayin quotes the Chai Adam. Again, he's not the only opinion here. There are other opinions, but the Chai Adam says, "I am Chai Adam Shavu B'Shem Halavush." Shitzarach Lomer Yipasuch Poseach is a Dechem Mehem is more Kesedir. That you have to say the rest of it in order. Meaning, if you did not have Kavan on Poseach is a Decha, you should go back to Poseach is a Decha, and then from there read all the rest of Ashrei from there till the end. Read it all over again. Mm. Okay. Again, not everybody agrees with that, but that's what's mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, as he feels is the bottom line halacha.
Is that when people go like this, it just gives them more kavana?
That's a, I don't know if it'll be Kabbalah or just some of the Sfaradi poskim, the Kabbalah, that you're basically showing when you go like this, that their practice to Hashem, that you're indicating that Hashem is, you know, is providing for the whole world. Okay.
I don't know where I get this from, but we do that before we make a bench kala.
Yeah, so that's also, I think it's also a Sfaradi custom based on maybe on Kabbalah, I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, it is mentioned in some of the Sfarim, not as the standard practice for Ashkenaz necessarily, which doesn't mean you can't do it, it just means that you don't have to do it. But it's definitely mentioned as something which shows you the same, you know, idea. They also, some Sfarim say that pasuk before they make Halotzi on Shabbos specifically.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, you say it, okay.
Yeah. I don't know where I get it from, but.
Right, so that's also Alpi. I don't know if it's from their reason or somewhere else, but it's definitely, that is mentioned as by some as something. So if you have that custom, you can do it. Anyway, so that's, you know, this is very, very important when it comes to Ashrei and Poseach Es Yadecha. This is a really, really key idea here. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right. So that's Pasechah. Let's just do the last couple Sukkim of Ashrei, which are also very, very meaningful, I think. It says, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. Okay, Hashem is righteous in all his ways, and he's a chassid, he's a giver in all of his deeds. And this is also a good one. Karov Hashem b'chol, karov l'chol Hashem k'ruv emes. Hashem is close to everybody who calls on him. Okay, it doesn't mean that Hashem is close to everybody, and he is, but you may not notice it, and it may not be significant for you. But if you call on Hashem, then he will be close for you. L'chol Hashem k'ruv emes. If you call him sincerely. Okay, not like the Navi talks about this sometimes, when they used to bring korbanos and say, ah, Hashem will answer us because we brought up a korban. Okay, oh, so we daven, we mumble the words, but we don't really think about what we're saying. That's not good. That's not ikru be'emes. That's not a sincere call. Our sincere call has to be that we really understand that Hashem is our address if we need things, when we need things. We're calling to him sincerely. And if we call to him sincerely, then he'll be close to us. Okay, and he will answer us, maybe not right away, maybe not in the way that we want, but definitely.
Is this the idea that sometimes we need to take the first step before Hashem?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Here, so he's got a nice piece here. I didn't read the rest of this in the Olas Tumit Sefer that I have here. I was going to read some of the rest of these also, but we didn't have a chance. Time I'll just read from here. He says, what's called a Kriyas Emes? What's called a sincere calling? Somebody who turns his heart away from anything else in the world and only gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his intellect basically is strengthened all the time, meaning constantly clings more strongly to the upper light, to the Or HaElyon, whatever that means. Okay. He says, but im tisbal b'hanas chazeh, if you move your lips, chitter chatter, elakoso, to the wall, so to speak, v'sachshol b'nyonei ha'olam, and instead you're thinking about, you know, the latest baseball game or basketball game, the latest, you know, statistic at work that you need to go through, how you're going to get a job, how you're going to deal with your kids, whatever it is, not in a way that you need Hashem for help, but just, you know, mundane things. And you just use your lips, but your mind is elsewhere. Or you're using your chazanas when you're even if you're not even chazan. Okay, that's your goal, which again is hard sometimes. If you're the chazan, you want your voice to sound nice, and that is important, but, you know, at least normally you're supposed to not try to do that. People say, wow, he's got a nice voice. Okay, that's not sincere. That's not real.
Wow.
And you're one of the people that Yirmiyahu says, okay, that you are close, you know, to in their mouths, but they're not close to Hashem in their klayot, which is the kidneys, which again means mind or heart or whatever it is. Okay? So he says here, this is from the Orchel Stadikim, that's why we daven, l'chachon espal in the tarli bin l'avdecha be'emes. See, on Shabbos, we should ask Hashem to purify our hearts to serve you be'emet, with truth and with sincerity. It's not just to serve Hashem, but it's to serve with truth and sincerity. Very important. All of our avodah of Hashem should be b'amitut, with sincerity and with truth. U'lamim leiv shalim v'nevesh chavetzah, to believe in Hashem with a full, complete heart and with a soul that desires, not just because people, well, you want to say what people say about you, that you look like a tzaddik, love or mamon, not because of money or anything else. Okay, very, very important, very, very interesting.
So what if you say the Shema, like, again, without intention? Do you have to go back and say it?
So we'll get to Shema. We're still sticking to it right now.
Because I don't remember hearing that because...
Okay, there's a machlokas about it in terms of Shema. Okay. Yeah, you're certainly supposed to say it with Kavanah.
Right.
If you did it, though...
It's just interesting that this is specifically delineated.
Correct.
To
very,
say
very interesting, because this is like the crux of Psukkah de Zimra. You know, this is sort of like all Psukkah de Zimra condensed into one line,
right.
And this is the most critical line.
Right.
Against the Shema, you're right, there's a machlokas in the Gemara about Shema, whether you have to have Kavanah. You're supposed to have kavanah, but if you didn't, you know, what does it mean to have kavanah? We'll have to get to that. Okay, we'll get to that.
As long as we're talking about things, we're not getting to yet. So on Esrei, they said we should repeat the whole thing if we haven't concentrated at least on the first paragraph.
Right.
Yeah, we better not do it. We won't concentrate a second time either.
See, right. You're right. So interestingly enough, here they don't say that. It's
right,
not
that's why
in the
right.
It could be so they're supposed to say that, but the main posts don't seem to say that. I think the idea is that here, because it's only one pasuk, it's much easier.
They bold it or something.
You're right. And your city should bold it. Right.
A little highlight for that thing.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So let's just finish after. Ritzon Yerav Yaseh Eshav Asam Yishvav Yoshiim. Hashem will do the will of His Yireyav, those that fear Him. Eshav Asam and their cry Yishma, He will hear Yoshiim and He will save them. Again, if you think about this and you really mean it, then it works for you. Okay, it'll happen to you as well. Hopefully, if you're one of those who fear Hashem, Hashem will do your will. If you ask Hashem for things, You will do them at some point, get them even on the way that you want, at the time you want, but you know, you will be answered, and your cry, Hashem will answer if you cry out to him properly. Shomer Hashem is kol ahavav. Hashem protects all that love him. If you really love Hashem, Hashem will protect you. Okay? Veis kol rashid mi'ashmid. Okay, again, that doesn't mean that if it's your time to die, that you're not going to die, but it means that while you're alive, Hashem will protect you when you're supposed to be alive. Veis kol rashid mi'ashmid, and the wicked, he will destroy. Okay? Pretty powerful stuff, I think. And then the last pasuk, Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, the praise of Hashem, my mouth will declare my mouth. And all of the flesh of life will bless Hashem's holy name, will love God forever. Okay? And the last passage is actually from a different paragraph of Tehillim again. But Nachman Baruch Ka is from Tehillim Kuf Tes Vav, from Hallel, actually. It's not from Ashrei. We stuck it in at the end there, also because of the last word of Hallelujah. So that flows into the rest of the Hallelujahs afterwards. But the actual, that passage is not included. Okay. All right, that's basically the story with Ashrei. Okay, Ashrei is a very, very powerful tefillah and very, very, very important. I'll just conclude in terms of Ashrei, what he says here in the also in the Yovel Tavid, he says that actually, I'm sorry, everything he says here we already mentioned. Okay, good. All right, so now we're not going to have time to go through it all now. We'll do one of the Prakim of Hallelujah. Okay. I guess we'll do the third paragraph of Hallelujah. The third paragraph of Hallelujah is very important. They're all very important, so we'll do the third one. The third one is really about nature. So he says here, if you look at the third paragraph of Hallelujah, and then I'll read you one or two lines here from the last time. We mentioned before, again, this is one of the Hallelujahs that's the more important one. There's machlokas about this, but we pass in. Yeah, Kufmem Chet.
You're
saying that? Oh, yeah, they're all important. They're all beautiful. I mean, you know, spend 5 hours on this. It's worthwhile. There's a reason why Rav Tal and his Shabbos, his Oneg Shabbos, they did the Shabbos afternoon, and he spent an hour and a half talking about Tehillim.
Wow.
There's so much stuff in Tehillim, it's really beautiful. Could have really have a whole shiur, hours and hours just on Tehillim, on each pasuk and what it means, and the different mepharshim, and also on how to make it real for you and feel, emotional about it. And so we'll just do Kuf Mem Ches. Even, we won't get to the whole thing, we'll just do parts of it. It says, Halleluka, Luas Hashem in Hashemayim. Okay? Praise Hashem from the heavens. Halleluka Meramim. Praise Him in the heights. Halleluka Malachav. All praise him, all the angels should praise him. I mean, again, you get the sense here, the Hallelujah, this is why this paragraph is especially important, is because the word Hallelujah comes up many times. Okay, praise Hashem, praise Hashem, praise Hashem. Again, trying to encourage ourselves to get into it here. Hallelujah, Tzvav, all his legions praise him. Okay, it's hard for us to imagine it, but if you can sort of picture in your mind, thousands and thousands of white angels praising Hashem, you sort of get the sense of what this is supposed to be like. Okay, we don't always experience this during our Pesukei Zimra and Shul. But if you really could sort of picture that picture of them all praising Hashem, you close your eyes, think about what's going on in Shemayim, it's pretty scary and pretty amazing, and that's, you want to get into that a little bit of your soul, your own spirit also. Halusha Meshviareach, praise Hashem, the sun and the moon, Kokoch Veyor, Halukokoch Veyor, all the stars that give off light, praise Hashem. Again, these are all parts of nature. If you see what's happening here, basically we're saying that all parts of nature praise Hashem because Hashem created all of them, and each one has a function and a role. The highest of the heavens, and the water which is on top, which again, not a topic for now. Question of the Rakia, that there is there water up in Shemayim. Okay, according to the Torah, maybe there is. Today we don't really know what that means. Maybe it means the clouds. Anyway, okay, let them all praise Hashem. Because Hashem commanded them, and they were created. Again, all of nature is praising Hashem. And Hashem established them forever. A decree that he made, and will not be broken. Meaning the nature works. Okay, the sun comes up every single day. There is not a day where the sun doesn't come up. You may not see it every day, but it's up there. Okay, that's pretty impressive, right? Is there a Dr. Seuss book about this? Maybe. Something about if the sun didn't come up one day or something like that? I don't remember. Maybe it's not. But something, along these lines. We take it for granted, but it's pretty amazing. The moon is out, except for a clock. It's clockwork. Hey, I also marvel, even just here in Eretz Yisrael, I marvel that the seasons are clockwork here. Right. Every season, the weather somehow knows exactly what to do. Again, in the Chutzlar, it's also, but a little bit less so. Here, it's more, in Chutzlar, it rains often in the summertime. Here, right. It does not rain in the summer. Right. It rains in the winter, it gets colder in the winter. If you look at the temperatures, I've done some studies of this, not real studies, but unofficial studies, how the temperature slowly, gets to be a certain temperature during the summertime, then it goes down. And you can clock it at like certain times of the year. The temperatures are almost exactly on target. It's sometimes a little more, a little less. Mm-hmm. But like the amount of time that, you know, the high in the daytime and the low in the nighttime, in the summertime, in the wintertime, it really works like clockwork. Wow. Okay, it's really amazing in this country how it works. You know, think about it next year. You know, how does that happen? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it in the seasons. This was already, it was penciled in from Maas HaBereishis time. That's what the Torah says. To Noach, that all the seasons, Korvachol, Kayat, Lachorv, Lo Yishbosu. That's amazing. It says, Halu Hashem min ha'aretz, praise Hashem from the earth, Taninim, V'chol Tzalmos, the sea monsters, whoever they are, Taninim, V'chol Tzalmos, and the depths, Eshu V'rad, fire and hail, Shelag, snow in some places, V'kitor, which is vapor, steam, Ruach Sara, okay, the wind, the stormy wind, Osa Devaro, fulfills the word of Hashem. And we've seen, unfortunately, sometimes how the wind can cause a lot of things, damage, and you know, wind is not just nothing. Okay, the mountains and the hills, eats pri, the trees, even the cedars, the animals, the things that crawl, birds with wings, malchei eretz, the kings on the earth. Suddenly we moved from animals to kings. That's a big jump. The judges and the princes of all the earth. Okay, bachorim, young men, bisumos, young girls, zekinim, elderly, imnearim, youth. Everybody, we want everybody to praise Hashem, because Hashem is exalted, only His name alone. Hodo, His glory, Al Eretz Yisraelim, is on the earth. Okay, He has exalted the pride of His nation. And now we're moving to Bnei Yisrael specifically. Bnei Yisrael specifically, His nation is exalted. Tivel Chol Chasidav is causing praise for all the Chasidim, all the devout ones. The Bnei Yisrael, for the Jews specifically, Am Krovo, the people with which He's close, Haluka. Okay. Again, if you get yourself into it, it's quite exciting if you read this and you really understand what this means to, you know, in life. Very, very, very special. He says here that in the last Talmud, you should know that all the celestial beings all have their own intellect. They all have Balei Seichel, and their intellect is greater than humans. Sasimus mechim lasos ratzon konam. They're all happy to do the world their creator. Okay. And etc. Okay, very, very interesting. He says, "Atah ben adam hakirna," a person now you should recognize and think very carefully. His bone and contemplate the greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. That you are shesam lecholios manhig bechol tzva hashana. You, the person, humans are the leaders of all of the heavens. Okay. Which again is interesting. That doesn't mean that we control it specifically, but it means that we're the ones that can actually make things happen in the world, and the heavens and nature just does what it's supposed to do, and we have the opportunity to create things and change things and do new things. Very, very interesting. Okay. Anyways, that's basically those are the highlights of Psukei Dezimra. We're going to stop very soon. The last part, we'll skip all the rest of the stuff here, but they say that just for, I'll skip to Az Yashir. Okay, last section before you start. So Az Yashir, there's also a halach about where it says about Az Yashir that you should say Az Yashir. I forgot who says it. The Mishnah Berurah, I think, says this, points this out. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah points this out, that somebody who in Sifkat Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, he says Yomar, the last line of Sifkat Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, Yomar Shiras Hayam Besimcha. You should say it with joy. You should think in your mind, as if that day you yourself cross over the sea. Not so easy to do. That's what you want to try to do. Okay, you really want to try to feel the way the Jews felt when they crossed over the sea. And then he says, a bonus, over b'simchan, if you say Az Yashir with true joy, they forgive you for your sins. Well, okay? So it doesn't mean that we have to try. Can't always do it, but
that's not mandatory to say.
No, so you're right. It's not one of the most priorities. It's somewhere down on the list, but the point is that it is important, and you have a special gift if you say it properly. You know, they'll forgive you for all your sins. Again, but it's hard to get to that level. So the point is, you do your best. You do your best, and Hashem will maybe forgive you for some of your sins, whatever it is. Anyways, that's Az Yashir, and then of course Yishtabach we discussed a little bit last time. We're talking about the different kinds of praise. We're not going to go through it now, but you look at your Siddur. That's Shir, Shvacha, Halil, Vizimra. These are all, again, different songs and different forms. Other things of attributes of Hashem, Ozu, Mshalah, Rulership, Netzach, Mubura. Okay. Also, might and power, all those kind of things. These are all, again, expressions of praise and greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And basically, we finish off Psukei Dezimra by saying, Kiyom Melech Gadol Tishbachot. that Hashem is great, is exalted through praise. Kel HaVodot, the God of thanksgiving. Adonai HaVodot, the master of the wonders of the world. HaBocher B'Shirei Zimra, he chooses the songs of praise that are Zimra, that are melodious. Doesn't mean that you have to have the best voice, but it means your feelings have to be melodious. Melech Kelchei Olamim. Hashem is the Melech, the king of Chei Olamim. Gives life to the world, basically. Again, just conclude here where it says HaBocher B'Shirei Zimra means that Hashem doesn't accept every single tefillah, and he doesn't accept every single section of Psukei Dezimra. Means he chooses which songs to accept. It's the ones that are Zimra, that have melody to them, the ones that are really song. Meaning that, I'll tell you a really nice line that he says here, from Rebbeinu B'Shishcha, it's in the Archival Siddur here. He says that the Shirei is like Shirayim, for Hasidus, you know. Hasidic Rebbe leaves over Shirayim. Hashem wishes to see how much of the lofty sentiments of our prayers remain with us after we close our Siddur. Thus, he chooses what is left over after the songs of praise have been uttered. And I'll just add to that, he doesn't choose every single song. He chooses only the special songs, the Shirei Zimra, the ones that are really uttered with a lot of song and thought. So our goal in Psukei Dezimra basically is to get ourselves to the stage that we're ready for Shema and Shemona Esrei. You know, we have songs that are, you know, songs that are Zimra, that are melodious. Okay, it's not just that we said the words. It's not just that we thought we're praising Hashem. It's that we praise Hashem with feeling and with emotion and really, you know, understand what everything means to us and how great everything is. If you could do that with a sense of Zimra, with a sense of song, again, either not necessarily the melody, but just the ideas behind it, the feeling of song, so then Hashem will hopefully choose your praise, and our hope is that Hashem will accept our tefillahs and we'll be able to daven with the proper kavana, and He will choose our songs and answer our tefillahs every day.
Amen.
Okay, next week, we'll go to Brichos Kriyashma.